all about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio. Starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
Well, speaking of Her Radio and her everything, how about her skin, right, Michelle?
Yes, even, and on her wedding day, which will never happen with me again.
Never say never.
But her skin is a really important topic, which is one of my favorites.
Well, you know, it's not just a wedding day. It's also any special day.
Exactly.
Every woman wants to know, you know, the best skin. I mean, what's the deal? So we're always hitting up great experts like Krista Wellman, who's a licensed master esthetician and is out in Fredericksburg, Virginia, and doing her thing to help women look their absolute best, especially on a day like your wedding day. And we're going to share some tips today. So, Crystal, first, welcome to Her Radio. We're so happy to have you on board.
Thank you so much for having me.
Wonderful. So let's start with number one. I think it's called Plan Ahead. What does that mean?
Well, Plan Ahead, that's a good one. Unfortunately, a lot of brides tend to come to us right before their wedding day. And when it comes to skin, it really takes time to get the skin in the optimal shape, especially if we are dealing with a condition such as acne. So sooner rather than later would be the best bet.
Okay, but
totally
what about what about those monthly skincare treatments? So what are you trying to help them with?
Those are so important. And again, it's going to depend on if we're dealing with acne skin, with aging skin. We're trying to find out what the goal of that client is. And, you know, my specialty is going to be with acne. And I deal with a lot of women who have acne skin. And, you know, we have, you know, it takes about 3 months for the acne to form. So, really, I always tell the brides, come on in, you know, maybe 6 months. Let's get you on the program, get your skin clear, and then maintain those results with those monthly visits.
So you want to make sure that they're doing this well ahead of time so that they aren't coming
Absolutely.
In at the 11th hour and saying, can you clear up my skin before my wedding, which is
right.
next Sunday? Right.
Yeah,
so that,
right. And you know, the stress as it gets closer to the wedding day is going to make that problem worse. So we want to avoid that.
Right. So let's talk about reducing stress, because I mm-hmm. think that's all part of this piece. Because as you're, you know, we know when you're getting married that it's a pretty stressful time. So, give us some tips for reducing stress.
Exercise is wonderful. Yoga is wonderful. Reading, just time for yourself. You know, put that computer away. Put that wedding planner down. Just grab a good book. Just, you know, really plan time for yourself. Exercise is key. But again, when it comes to acne-prone skin, we have to be careful. We want to make sure we're cleansing our skin right after that exercise. And also, you know, wearing a good SPF. If we're talking about going outside, running, we want to protect our skin, you know, from the effects of the aging rays and also of, you know, adding any hyperpigmentation. We want to make sure our photos on our wedding day are as beautiful as possible.
That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, what about those omega-3s? Omega-3s are important.
They are. You know, omega-3s have so many wonderful health benefits already, but especially for the skin. You know, if you have hormonal acne, really having that omega-3 helps to control the hormones in your body. So you're going to see less outbreak. The skin tends to glow so much more with those omega-3s. And, you know, if you can't take a supplement, you can get a lot of omega-3s and 6s from a lot of fish.
So let's talk about that. How about getting your diet in check? So what do women need to do to get their diet in check for their skin?
Well, that's a good one, too. You know, when... In our program, it's very integrative, so we do talk a lot about diet. Dairy is a big no-no if you're acne-prone. It does cause a lot of inflammation in the follicle. And also iodides. Iodides is a really big one. Iodides tend to cause inflammation in the follicle, and if you do have a clogged pore, it definitely will accelerate the turning of that into either a blackhead or a whitehead. You know, we want to reduce reduce refined grains. We want to try to keep the diet, you know, more low glycemic if possible, and more clean foods.
And you're talking about tons of hydration. Every time Michelle and I are together, we're just gobbling up water like there's absolutely no tomorrow. Because it's really important. That helps with acne as well. You want to be able to flush. And the same thing is going on when you're exercising. A lot of people don't realize that sweat can also irritate pores in some people and cause problems, correct?
Absolutely. You know, in the sweat, again, we're talking about sweat is irritating to the follicles, but a lot of, you know, your iodides are going to come through your sweat, through your pore, add that inflammation and irritation. And, you know, what I see very common, especially if you're doing a lot of sports or exercise, you're drinking some electrolyte type of beverages, you have to be careful because many of them contain a lot of iodides. So your normal sweat has iodides, but you're adding extra iodides with these beverages. Not that, you know, you shouldn't drink them, but it's all in moderation. Really, your best bet is just to increase your water intake and just, you know, flush all that out of your skin. You know, what goes on in your body is going to show up on your skin. So, you know, just try to keep it healthy.
Skin is the biggest organ, as they say, right? So
it is.
What about SPF? Let's talk about that a little bit. And then I'd also love for you to give us some recommendations of SPFs that you think are good, sunscreens that you think are good.
Okay. Well, let's see here. Sunscreen obviously has so many wonderful factors. In my acne clients, I really try to get them away from the chemical sunscreens that tend to absorb that heat into the skin, which can cause more irritation. We like to go with more of a physical block, let's say like a titanium dioxide or a zinc-based sunscreen, and that's really going to block it at the surface of the skin, so we're not adding to the inflammation.
Well, give us some brands. What are some brands that are good?
One that I really love, if you are exercising, is Solar RX, and that is a great sunscreen that is acne safe. And it will not run into your eyes. So a lot of sunscreens, runners know this all the time, their sunscreen runs in the eye and it burns their eyes. This one will not do that.
So I've never heard of this one. So it's Solar RX. Is that what you said?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay. So
and
that's a good one.
Safe.
That's great.
And can you buy that anywhere?
You know, I have been able to find it online only, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, it's one that we'll have to post after the show. But so you need to use this every day, regardless of rain or shine or clouds, correct?
Every day. And the I actually have a moisturizing sunscreen here that is my own that I have had formulated with moisturizers in it. So that way, my clients can't not use their sunscreen because they have to have that moisturizer. You know, it does double duty, and it's just so important, especially with acne. You want to prevent those acne marks from becoming permanent. So by protecting your skin from the sun and also hydrating, it's really dual purpose.
Amen about the acne. I mean, how many women have we seen, and men quite honestly, who have that pitting from not taking care of their acne properly? It's so sad to see because it can be fixed, as you know, because you're in the business.
Right, and you know how acne present on men and women are very different. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I think that this is fantastic. I think if people want to learn more from Crystal Wellman, the master esthetician, she has a wonderful website organization as well. It's Crystal Clear. I like that. CrystalClearAcneClinic.com. That's CrystalClearAcneClinic.com. Crystal Wellman, thank you so much for joining Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek along with Michelle King-Robeson.
So don't forget those tips for perfect skin, reduce stress, monthly skincare treatments, get your diet in check, and don't forget your sunscreen. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Stay well.